Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I pressed play, nothing happened. This morning, we said that we had we were yelling at Ralph Nader. There we be. We're hot. I don't like this coffee cup business. We gotta get us a proper thing.
That's about all I can find is mug thing. I know.
Give me a cup.
I gave you one.
You did? I must be on the wrong screen. Where's my cup? I need a cup of coffee too. Damn it.
I gave you one.
Girl, I have nothing. You know what? My things are over 99, so who knows where that went. Ask me again. I'm looking
there
at this.
You go.
Okay, there you go. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Let me wear that. Okay, so welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Wait a minute. Wrong show. Damn. And I did that on accident, not on purpose.
Ginger and Corey?
Ginger and Corey. It's late, man, for me. Welcome to Pictionista.
Yay, we're here.
On reality, we got to send Snow White TP. Where are you hiding?
Is she here?
She's here. She made a fashionably late entrance. I about to teleport.
Well, I'm glad I set out a...
Should chair. We knew you were coming. You better be dressed. I'm dressed to impress.
I would...
You know
are you going to teleport her? Because I can't find her.
I did. I TP'd her.
Okay.
I grabbed a... All right. Okay, so she said she's calling again. She's having some phone issues. Okay, that number is top of our switchboard. Okay, you are watching. Speaking of numbers at the top of the switchboard, you would like to call in. You can call us at 1-347-215-7977 if you'd like to speak to us. Mind you, this is our house, so if you say something we don't like, we'll bump you with the quickness.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really care. I'm liking this, Ginger. Didn't we envision this from the get-go? This is nice.
We did. We didn't get around to doing it. Now we have this. Nice. This is very nice.
All right, so now you get to see us while we chatter, see our own little individual styles. As you see, Ginger has her naughty librarian thing on today, and I'm the naughty shopkeeper.
shopkeeper.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't notice. You can see through my top. So I'm the shop.
I pointed that out. First thing before, I'm like, I see your virtual nipples.
I see your nipples.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Okay, so now it's having some issues. One moment. Let me see if I can help you with that. Woman, say hello now.
Hello?
Snow? Yeah, you're in the list of calls. Did I just mute you or unmute you? Okay, try that again. Girl, you are having issues. You are having issues. You're probably going to have to call that other number that they were saying that they were having some host numbers. I did not grab it, so I'm going to refresh, and then I will grab it and paste it to you in just a second. All right, this is your first time watching, listening. This is Pick. You know, I can't talk tonight.
This is Pick Tanisha. This is our Tuesday night show where we talk about geek fashion, nerd fashion, virtual fashion, and, well, fashion in general. And boys. Well, we talk about boys.
We talk about hot virtual boys.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right.
There's our Snow. Oh, and she's got an itty-bitty short skirt on. She finishes resonant. And is that some slink heels? Oh, my God. Those are going to be some slink. I recognize those. Look at this, man. She's working. She's hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, check her out. Dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop it, Snow. Dip it, pop it, twerk it, stop it.
So hot. So totally out there.
We're having some technical difficulties. We got to figure out how to get Snow in here.
You know, it's a live show, so people, you know, we kind of.
Okay, so a lovely BT is having some issues. We also simulcast live on Blog Talk Radio for people who are out in the streets. Oh, shit. I want some garters like that. Okay.
Right. Next day.
So what would be the digital fix you need to talk about? I'm going to be nice and let.
I think nice.
Because I
just
take a sip of my Sprite because my voice is just about gone today. I need a Sprite.
Well, tonight, like I'm saying, I think we are talking about just fashion in general. And I have to show you what I'm looking at on my screen so you can see this skirt. Anybody recognize that skirt? That is sexy. That is so hot. That is a DeLorean skirt.
Ooh.
Yes, I found this over at fashionablygeek.com. It's pretty much like a blog where they make geeky fashion things. This would be easy to make if you could find the material. And that is so cute. So I would wear that. I would totally wear that. I would rock that all over the place. I'd probably wear some kind of crazy tights underneath, though. I'm kind of a tights kind of girl. I don't go show my legs. Well, Second Life aside. Anyways, I think they're working that out or trying to.
We be trying. BT is being persnickety.
I fell in love with this one. This is another reason why I had to show this. DC girls get steampunked. Cosplay. Steampunk DC girls.
Say something else. No.
Hello?
There you are.
Yay, there she is.
Okay, God.
It wasn't
Blog Talk.
Yeah, when I tried to call the host number, it says, that's not your PIN number. I was like, I called the phone number. What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't talk?
Oh, I think I don't need enough credit there, Blog Talk. I'm just saying.
It's still stuff, Blog Talk.
Show stuff.
I tried the damn desk number like 3 or 4 times before I actually called.
Yeah, they're having some issues and have that little ugly blue drop down thing saying we're having issues. All right. What were we talking about? Okay, you gotta go back to the DeLorean skirt because we got to talk about that. I got some things I needed to say about that DeLorean
skirt. Let me scroll up. DeLorean skirt.
And so will you be telling yourself if you that we need to get some new tables, though, because Ginger's table ain't right. Do you see the way you're sitting? Just try to be lady, like, if you can.
It won't let me. It moves me backwards on the seat.
Yes, I'd be breaking up badly, but we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. Hopefully you can hear me enough to know what I'm saying. Sit down, woman. Did she sit down? I can't see. I had to switch screens. Okay, so now that DeLorean skirt, because it's I don't say follow Earth. This is how tired I am. Because it's from Back to the Future, if you're going to wear the DeLorean skirt.
I should have just brought my couch from my house.
Yes, I had a couch. See, somebody should have said something. No, you know what? I can't bring that couch out. That couch got some grown-up things going on that we don't need to be seeing. What are we coming out again? Oh, yes. So anyway, do you need a cup of coffee? Yes, we're on Twitch. Do you need a cup of coffee? No. Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I don't even know why I'm typing. I don't know why you're typing either.
Yes, you can talk.
I know.
She needs a cup of coffee.
Sure. Let me. Which one was I?
You know what? I have the other one now. Finally, that you sent me finally popped up my inventory. I just gave.
There we
it.
Go. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. So anyway, this right here, what you really need is, you know, those little glow in the dark accessories that have come out.
Which one?
They have bracelets and things like that.
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what you need to wear with DeLorean skirt to really have it a nice impact, because it looks like you're wearing the capacitor.
Oh, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. But from what I can see, well, it looks like it's a pumpkin. You know, if you found a nice, just plain white bustier type top, that would go really great with that.
Perfect. Also, the movie and everything.
Yes. I love the skirt. It's playful. It's geeky. It's girly.
It's crinoline underneath.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just a little bit, because, you know, it's a little short. So if you sit down, you don't really want your panties to show. You want the crinoline to show.
Just a little bit.
Just one layer, not like six where it stands out.
Like I said, I'm the tights kind of chick that, you know, wear different pattern tights or something.
What era is that? The 50s?
Oh, the crinoline?
No, where the girls used to put the tights on under their dresses. So they couldn't wear pants. They couldn't wear pants to school, so they would put the tights under their dresses. Was that the 50s? Anybody know? 50s?
Possibly. They still wore the longer dress.
Yeah, they still wore long dresses, but they put the pants on, and then they pull them up, you know, when they got to school, so that you could not tell they had them on. Then when they left school, they'd take them off. That's hot pants. Remember hot pants?
All right. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. What's up?
Hey,
redheaded stepchild, send me the URL for the.
We got you, girl.
The thing, so I can see what the things we're talking about. I'm so sorry. I took a nap, and then like my alarm didn't go off for me to get up to come to the show. So I woke up 1 minute till, and I'm like, shit.
And to an evil text message from me saying I was going to cut her. That's for sure.
No, it wasn't. It seriously was not. I did not wake up from the text message.
I said I was going to cut you, and I was going to cut you deep. There you go.
That's what it was. It was fear. But I swear I didn't hear that. I didn't hear nothing. I was fucking gone. And then I woke up 1 minute till. Shit. Oh, damn it. It was fun.
How do you spell DeLorean? I'm just curious. I can't spell DeLorean.
DeLorean, I believe.
O-R-A-E.
Right? Isn't that D-O?
Capital D-E, capital L-O-R-E-A-N. It's actually in the screen, the picture, if you look at it.
I'm trying to tweet.
Okay. And then the second one that I was showing you were these DC Girl cosplays, but they're steampunk.
Oh.
You see that? That
oh.
Is.
Oh, my. Oh, what? My. That'd be quite lovely.
Damn.
That is totally hot. I wish they brought us more pictures so I could see it.
I really like the fourth one.
The redhead? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She is serving. She is serving it fashionably right there. That's what she's doing. That's how you serve it.
Mm-hmm.
She's lean and she's holding her bag out. Yeah, she's working it.
I love goggles.
You know what? That is an outfit that would actually work. Okay, maybe not that little loopy thing in the front. If she got rid of that, that would work at a whole bunch of different events, not just cosplay.
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell that little loopy thing up front was. But
I don't know, but I don't think I like it.
I figured maybe it was there to cover her crotch or something, because it looks like the
when you wear steampunk.
Maybe it's like the female version of like those cups that they used to wear to make their pockets fit.
No, ma'am.
Strangeness, possibly.
No, ma'am.
It is an idea, you know.
No, ma'am. Okay, so wait a minute. We're all off of. We don't actually have a topic. We're kind of going by the seat of our pants tonight. You know what? I hate you, Cerruti. I came here to Google Plus because, okay, there's somebody I follow, Cerruti Stefano, who always finds the coolest fashion stuff, not just, you know, digital, not just real, but a digital stuff, like he'll post it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually go, ooh, you know, every day. And then tonight, I come looking for fashion. I have a kitten laying on an apple.
Yeah,
a kitten laying on a what?
A kitten laying on the apple.
What?
It's a kitten, a little small kitten with his head on an apple sleeping. And you know, he's a very tiny kitten. So I don't like you tonight, Rudy. That's not what I came for.
That's adorable, though. That is so cute.
It is adorable. I think, speaking of steampunkish, I'm not sure. Ginger, are you logged into Google Plus? Are you logged in?
No.
This is not a link. I just saw this. But if you can get logged into Google Plus and pull this up for the peoples out there, that is a lovely shot from Second Life and one of the steampunk Sims. Well, it's kind of steampunkish, kind of Civil War-ish, kind of fable-ish kind of thing going on there. Can you get? Are you able to pull that up?
Oh yeah, I'm logged in. Let me click on it.
You know. It's always funny to watch this because, like, whenever whenever the new tab pops up in Firefox, like, it shows the websites that you visit a lot. So it could have been porn on there. That would have been funny.
I don't tend to visit porn, so.
Mine is.
No, that did not work. Do you have a direct link to the picture? That's just a search link.
That's
even
the most
login.
Direct link that I can give you.
What did you type in search to pull it up?
Here, try that one.
There we go.
I don't know what she's doing. She's running the Twitch.
That works. That works.
Did that work?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Go ahead and make that big. Zoom in on that.
Sorry.
It doesn't zoom in.
Click around the outsides of it. It has a thing that makes it bigger to your screen. Move your mouse around.
I like the coloring of that.
No.
I love the. You know what, Carol? I might want to do one of my rooms in that color. In that color scheme.
That blue and gray?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like peaceful. A bathroom or something? Or like
atmospheric. It's very atmospheric. And unfortunately, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't see it very, very well, so you need to be following us on Google Plus because I plused it. But there's water. Y'all know I love water. Water in the background and...
You and water, I swear. What the hell?
Man, digital water, man. It's beautiful. You can make it look like real water. I'm just all kinds of impressed. You know, I think it's because I knew what the difficulty was in making the water look like real water. Think about the water from EverQuest and the water, like, even in our page here behind us where Ginger's standing, that's water behind her on the ground that she's standing in front of. That looks like a nice little puddle back there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like a nerd hard-on.
Yes, I get girly wood.
That is gorgeous. I'm sitting here looking at all the shadows. I'm trying to think. It's got to be mesh. I mean, otherwise, mesh.
There's your mesh head right there.
I mean, well, think of all the prims. The prims that would take.
Everything is mesh. Look at Ural in the chat room. Hi, Ural. Are you watching us on Twitch, too? Because you should be watching.
Oh, crap. I know I forgot something. I don't have the long talk open.
All right, we got to get to our. We do actually have a topic, kind of tied in with all the links that Ginger and I.
Oh, yeah, and the dark one is in our chat room over on Twitch.
Hi, Dark.
Hello, Dark.
What up, Bobby?
What's shaking?
Hola, Bobby.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said hello, Daddy.
Hola, Bobby.
Alright, so our topic tonight was talking about stores, virtual stores where we can buy geek fashion, yet?
Well, not just geek fashion, but all because they're virtual, which, you know, puts them in a
good category
as it is. Ooh, no, stop making me burp. God, you see me here trying to talk, making me burp.
You know, I just opened up the fab.com tab because that's what you gave me, one of the tabs.
Yes.
I don't see anyone's underwear.
I'm all about that. Okay, yeah. Well, obviously. That's what I'm thinking about. Okay.
Whoa! Holy crap, doohickeys. Baby, come on over here. How's it going?
Okay, now, obviously, fab.com sells a lot more than just fashion, everything. Look at that. You see that middle part where you have the blue cell phone cover, ooh, underwear. Ooh. But as far as I know, there is no brick and mortar.
Damn. Okay, I'm sorry.
Somebody
you
do not get all over the place. Yo.
I'm just going to look away rain from it. That picture for a little bit.
Rain it in. Just remind you, thank you for mentioning Fallen Earth. While we're looking at that, I'm going to look for my other picture. But, you know.
Those were cute panties, though.
They are indeed. Now, the thing is, we have a lot of stores like this popping up. Fab.com.
You can throw up another.
You know what? I'm going to cut y'all.
I'm sorry. All right. The other ones that I know I've heard Corey talk about, Zappos.com.
Oh, man. Zappos is shoe crack. They got clothes there, but who cares about their clothes? It is all about some shoe crack. Stores like this we see popping up a lot. Has that affected you all shopping? Do you prefer to go out, the two of you, to buy your clothes?
I despise shopping overall. I despise it. I absolutely despise shopping. I really, 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 really do. Except in Second Life, and I think I've pinned down the reason why. Okay?
Okay. But before you segue into the buy, let's say you had to shop. You prefer going out to do it, or would you prefer to do it at a site like this, where you can just
site? I don't like people. People suck. Just so you know.
Yeah, I like shopping online mainly because you don't have to deal with the shitty, grumpy people who work in the stores. I don't have to deal with crowds. I don't have to deal with screaming kids. I don't have to deal with creepy people, and it's easier sometimes. These people who like have all these sizes are small, medium, large. Okay, great, because sizes are never just small, medium, and large. Getting the exact measurements. A lot of these stores now are telling you the exact measurements of what these clothes are.
True, and then you know exactly if you can fit them. So I think some ways better.
I know my girls are not going to fit into like my shirt. I'm sorry.
Right?
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, you know the size
of that shirt.
God. And that's one reason I don't like going shopping is whenever I do go shopping, I'm such a weird size, I can't get shit to fit me. Even something as simple as a shirt. It is so difficult to find a shirt that actually fits me. I have to wash the damn neckline because any kind of low neckline is going to show off cleavage. And, you know, that's going to be like the whole topic of conversation whenever I'm around people. And that's annoying as fuck. And I can't get something too tight or my boobs are going to walk into a room before I do. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Now, see, the only people that can actually just do what you described, which is walk in the store and just pick up something, are these little girls they have here that are rotating through. They're the only ones that can do that because me, I have the opposite eating problem. If I go to try on a dress, I got to make sure it fits the booty.
Yep.
Got to make sure the booty fits. Got to make sure the pants aren't, you know, not too small around, you know, and I have a big thighs, so yes. Got to make sure it fits the backside. So I got to say I agree with, I like that they put the exact measurements up. So, but you know what? That doesn't always help for me because I don't really know measurements. This one, I think I was sick that day in school. So you tell me
what you do. You have got yarn. What you do is you take a piece of yarn, you wrap it around you, your different measurements, and then you take that yarn and you put it against like a measuring tape. I mean, because I know that they've got the sewer's tape, but that is a pain in the ass to work around for me. For
I have
reason.
Sewer's tape.
The yarn seems to work better for me. I can get lined up better, exactly
you
what
assume,
I want it.
You are assuming that when I put the yarn up to the ruler that I understand which side is centimeters and which side is inches? No.
Yep.
I told you I was thinking.
That is an excellent,
bigger, excellent, centimeters
excellent problem right there.
Yes, and that's I fully admit I was sick that day, or that might have been when I had chicken pox. I think when they did all the measurements and stuff, I was sick that whole week, and I just missed that at school. And I managed to fob my way through a few tests, and they let me go. But I don't think I ever picked that skill up. I mean, sometimes I can, you know, oh, this is exactly, you know, 12 inches, but you really don't want me measuring stuff, talking about, you know, give me 12 inches of, you know, boob room for the clothes. I'd be like, oh, here you go.
Hey, I know some people who might give you 12 inches.
You know what? Speaking of which, bonjour, monsieur.
Oh, that's right. So, another one before we get totally distracted is popsugar.com, which you hear Corey talk about a lot.
Oh, no, that would be you.
Pop Sugar?
Pop Sugar Retail Therapy was your all-time favorite.
That's true. That is true. I loved that game. That game was so much fun.
Now, Pop Sugar does a little bit of everything. You know what? I am mad at you, Joe. How you get your ATV before I did? Anyway.
You got your... what level are you?
You see that? That bastard.
I'm level 9, and I could not do that on my own. What level are you now?
He was running last time I saw him. Now he's got his ATV.
Wow.
Run that ATV. Okay, so anyway, Pop Sugar does a little bit of everything. But this brings to mind my next point. Are you guys more influenced by, say, fashion you see in a game? Like, okay, we all played retail Pop Sugar, even though Snow was trying to stay away from it for a while. She, you know, she had her store. She'd come and go. Why are you typing? Top one.
The retail Pop Sugar, no. I was not influenced by that fashion because it's not my style.
Really?
It was very girly.
Wait.
It was very...
What? Hold Remember, on. Say that again. You kind of broke up on me. Pop what?
Remember Pop Sugar Retail Therapy, that game that used to be on Facebook where you had run your own store and it had real designer's clothes in it? You know, Diane von Furstenberg and Gucci, and you had to sell...
Oh, he joined a clan.
You know what? I'm done
no.
talking to you. He don't know he messed up. He don't know he messed up. That's all right. It's all right, Joe. Run up.
Wait,
I'm hungry.
Wait.
I need
don't we have a clan? Don't we have a clan?
Well,
no.
Is it not
no.
over from the old server? But point being is we were starting up one, and all of our clan was going to have rocket launches. Look like to me like somebody is not going to have one, Joe.
You're done fucked up
now. I'll smuggle you one, Joe.
You ain't smuggling him nothing. I'm going to lock the damn keys down right now. Get no keys, nobody. Like you go smuggle. Look. How does he go smuggle a rocket launcher? He's going to have a big pig thing on his back. I'll be like, where you get that from, Joe?
Don't worry, Joe. We're just giving you hell, Joe.
He's like, he said, this is news to me. You obviously do not know the female mind. Anyway, back on our topic. So, Snow, when you played Pop Sugar Retail Therapy, you were not influenced by the fashion. Did you want some of those things that you saw in the game? Did you want to?
No, because it was very kind of, I don't know how to put it. If it leaned toward the gothic side, maybe. But a lot of it was too perky, kind of girly, not my style kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to know on this one.
Hey, now, I'm kind of a toss-up. I like, and obviously y'all know I like my designers. But I don't like the stuff that they put in the game. The stuff that they don't put in the game is kind of goth and dark and, you know, stuff that all of us kind of like to wear. Some of that stuff I like is very business-esque, but not for all the time. So stuff they had in Pop Sugar. And that may have been the reason why the game didn't do so well. They didn't go all over the place with the designs. And I don't know if it's because they couldn't get more designers on board, because I saw a whole lot of Diane von Furstenberg stuff in there, and a whole lot of, was it Prada or Gucci or one of them, but I didn't see anybody else. And the type of high fashion haute couture that you girls would probably like, they put it in, Dolce & Gabbana is more gothic than anything, because there's, y'all know what I call it, hooker chic. It's all ripped. It makes no sense when you look at it. It looks like they just took it and wrapped it around the girl, and then they put some garters on and said, go.
Well, that's not really gothic. That's kind of fancy.
I mean,
that's Ginger style. That ain't my style.
Did she call you a skank, Ginger?
Yeah, I don't call you a skank, Ginger.
Ivana.
Go ahead, call me that.
I love you,
Ginger. Do you at the moment?
Well, no, okay. Let me explain. Now, it's not exactly completely goth. Ironically, look, show Snow's outfit there in Second Life. Can you stand up, by the way, Snow, while you're in Second Life? Stand up.
Me?
Oh, see, now your outfit is very ironically Dolce & Gabbana. The only difference is they probably take like a black sheer something and they wrap it around your shoulder and around your body and say, okay, boss, no, walk the runway, whoa, go. But they wear something like that. They might have it lace, or it might be some other little sheerish material. You know, the wedding. Oops, look at this walk this bitch has got in the game. Do you see this? Do you see this?
I'm trying to show it on the screen. That is a hot walk.
What the hell? You be coming up all up in the baby store all sexy. Look at that.
All right.
And then she poses. Oh, hell no. What is that?
That's my badass, what the hell do you want, AO? Like, don't fuck with me kind of thing.
Look at her.
You know, I don't think this is going to make guys want to not fuck with you. just saying.
Look, oh, pose and pose and turn and pose and look. Look at this. I don't believe it. I watch all the AOs. I'm going to need to get me a new AO. Oh, look at this. But anyway, this is very Dolce-esque. I think that's why the game didn't survive. We didn't get any of this kind of stuff. Instead of,
and she crosses the arms.
Oh, did you turn it off? I was like, don't you turn it off.
No, I didn't.
I was talking about Snow. I thought she turned her AO off.
Oh.
See, that's the one. That's the one.
Oh, and I was kind of commenting earlier. Are those boots from Slink?
Do what?
Are those boots from Slink?
I don't remember. Let me check. What the hell am I wearing? I haven't changed clothes on her in forever, so let me hold on.
No, I've never seen the outfit before.
They are from
that. That is sexy, so sexy.
See, now that's the I think where I don't know. I really wish that retail therapy had stayed around a little bit longer and they had evolved into something else. A little more. They didn't go there. They didn't give you the opportunity. Whereas we got that other game, y'all know that fashion designer game, which I like, but at the same time, I really don't want to put clothes on a bobblehead, which is what goes on. Y'all know that game I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't like the bobblehead. The bobblehead thing's really fucking annoying.
Yeah, it messes up the whole fashion thing for me. Really, Ginger? Don't be trying to. You know what? Let me go ahead and show off this is my other fashion pick for the week. Since Ginger's going to be showing it, let me just step out over here. Okay.
That is hotness.
You said, okay.
You got a link for me?
I'm going to tell you who made it. I don't have a link, but this actually came from, you know, we're a member of all these blogger groups in Second Life. Why can I not remember? Where's my worn tab? Don't mess with me today, Second Life, so I can tell them who made this.
Seriously, SL has been cranky bitch all week.
It has?
I like that outfit, though. That is...
My shoes
Wait.
Are not... What?
Your nips are showing.
Yes.
Yeah, your shoes must have an older alpha layer.
I don't have my alpha layer on because I had to put it on for this shirt, and I didn't do ad. I just did. You know, I put it on. So don't be scrolling down to my shoes. Don't show my shoes. This is from a designer. Her name is Lindsay Dion, and she is from why can I not remember the name of this freaking store right now? I was going to say Mia Mai, but that's not it either. Crap.
Not your recent apps or?
No, but she has her own boutique, Lindsay's Boutique.
I've not heard of it.
And she sells templates for designers, too. So if you wanted to design this shirt, this comes in many, many different colors. Tentacio is a gift, is what she's calling it. Tentacio. Where's my original? I love when you can't
find... Wait, her store is Tentacio?
Tentacio, I think, is what it's called.
It is a store.
Is a store.
Yeah, you can shop there. She's got some great stuff.
She has this in gold. It comes in pink. It's, you know why Second Life is being a moody bitch? You are not even joking. Why
it
are you
really is. It's been like that for a long-ass time.
I'm going to need y'all to fix it. And it's telling
me. Layer issues have been crazy this week.
And it's telling me I have on everything in my inventory. When I click worn.
What?
Apparently I have on everything.
It sounds like your filters are set wrong.
No. It just wants to tell me I have on everything. Yes, including stuff from like 2004. Okay, wait a minute. This one only comes into two colors. So you got this one, mm-hmm. and then you got this gold one I'm going to put on. If it'll change and act right. See, I love how I do the bounce. You see my boobs bounce? Did y'all see that? That was hot, right?
I do not like the boob bounce. That is so annoying to me.
No, mine is very subtle. Not, you know what I'm talking about. I don't do the whole where it's, you know, crazy bounce.
Well, your boobs look like fucking Jello shots.
Mm-hmm. No, mine.
Oh, I do like the. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, like I'm standing at the table. Yeah. See, and these are not bad. She also. So this is for Goth Fair, actually. She came out with two. I'm gonna have to put it on my. See if I can get this sweater to work right. She also gave out these sweaters. Which you can wear. I didn't think to wear it with this, but it actually looks kind of cute.
Was this like in the group? Notices or something for Tentacio?
I'm not in her group. I really don't remember where I got it from. I'm just telling you.
Cute.
Yeah, isn't that look cute? You can wear it with the shirt over it, and you know, but you know the kind of chick I am. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and it comes in different colors. So she's got pink, you got black, you got blue, you got green. I have not opened all of them, or I would put them on for you because I was out taking pictures with the intention of putting it up on our site for Pixinista, but I decided to save it for the show. But yeah, so Tentacio, she does good work, and then she's got these lovely templates. If you are an aspiring fashion designer, a good place to start is Second Life. Just saying. Very good place to start. You can try out your hand there with your designs. Y'all like my hair blonde? Should I stay blonde?
I like it. I actually like the color goes well with your skin tone.
I wish I could wear it for real. It's sad. I want to do my hair the color for real.
Well,
girl, as soon as I get some good cash flow in real life, I'm getting a whole new look.
I need you to stay with the dark hair, though.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping the black hair. I'm keeping the black hair.
That's gonna be coming. She looks good with black hair.
But there will be some changes. Damn it.
But talking about FL. Yeah.
Who's asking? Somebody asking questions.
Somebody asking questions.
I had to say it like that. She was talking like she was answering a question. And Joe, yes, you are a guy, but yes, you're supposed to get our minds because we are a special female.
That's right, damn it.
We have adopted you into our lives, which means we like you. So we expect. You know what, Ginger, you keep throwing me off with the whole naughty library, and I keep wanting to ask you where's the periodical section. Periodicals, and then like your boobs are just about to fall out.
Yeah, since we're talking about SL, this whole boob thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, I set that up for you.
it is driving me nuts. I hate these boobs.
No, look.
I mean, boobs that big are gonna sag. They're not gonna be all perky. And B, that is just so ugly. I don't care if you can get them to match with your skin tone, and if they are mesh. I don't care. They are ridiculous looking. You would fall over. I mean, I understand that SL has a lot of grown-up sex to it, I guess. Yeah, we'll just go with sex. Lots of sex in SL.
Fetish.
Yeah, whole fetish thing. But this is ugly. It is. It's ugly. And, I mean, all these girls, I keep seeing them walk around with these. And there's the boobie show, and there's a whole fashion thing that they have, like, every month now that has nothing to do, but...
Okay, you know what? Fashion. You know what? Hold on. It's not just the boobs in this picture. I could tear this up from head to whatever I can see of their feet. For real. What the hell is going on?
I don't like the look. I don't like the look at all, even if the boobs weren't there. The pink dress...
I don't either.
Maybe. The pink dress, maybe... without the bolero hanging down the middle of the chest, maybe. Yeah, but
yeah.
I scroll down, Ginger.
Okay, no, the shoes, the boots on the right, I like. I actually have those either on this character or another one. I like the shoes, but other than that, what the fuck is going on?
It's a hot mess, is what it is.
It's horrible. The long black nails, the pink dress, the cutesy little tattoo crap. I mean, I saw a picture of this outfit
like,
where the girls wearing without
like the
big boobs.
The shape of her face is even annoying. Like,
I don't understand the color. She looks like some sort of satanic doll. It's not attractive.
It's overkill is what it is.
Yeah.
Who designed this?
This would be by, oh crap, who was it?
It's not Giza, is it? Because I see Giza on like, please don't Giza.
No, NS. I forget what NS stands for, but it's NS. I went to the store the other day to look at
that. That's what it stands for.
It should be, pretty much. Because I went to go check it out, because I saw a picture of a girl didn't have the boobs on, and they were regular smaller boobs of the hell. And from the way she was turned, I couldn't tell that it was, like, invisible in the middle, and like,
see through the middle of the boobs? They're not.
Yes.
So you're going to do stuff, and then, you know what, I'm going to need you not to be Photoshopping.
Because it's got this whole little line, and this side's dark, and this side is clear. Well, I say clear, but
I see there, and she left the line there on the picture, because it almost looks like it could be the strap, but it's really not, is it?
Mm-mm. No. So I didn't like that. Once I actually got to the store and got to looking, I was like, wait a minute, my boobs would be showing? No, that's okay. Never mind.
Oh, so she put those pasties on?
Either those pasties come with the outfit or she added them on. I don't remember. But you could see the nipples. And I was like, no. I mean, because I might wear that.
Well, usually people give you two options. A good designer gives two options because some girls want their nipples to show and then others don't.
Yeah.
So they usually give you two versions. You know, here's the X-rated. That's, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind running around in that outfit in NSL if my nipples weren't going to show everywhere. Well, if my boobs weren't going to show everywhere.
Ew.
Yeah. Exactly.
What is that
on
your head? Are those unicorn horns? What is it?
It is a new fashion. Well, I say new fashion, but it seems like a lot of girls are going with this whole demon look recently, and they've got the demon horns that they add in, and I just think it's dumb.
Pink is really not demon, girls.
No.
Like goat horns, actually.
Thank you. The piercing, I don't care about the piercing, whatever. But, no, the tattoo, the showing your boobs, the mesh of your boobs that should, like, sag. No.
This is... Okay, give us one more. I think we got time for one more before we have to go. What you got, dude?
What have I got? I've got...
We didn't even make it to Pinterest. We were so busy chatting.
I know. I'm coming back to... Because I wear a lot of t-shirts. And geek t-shirts. I found this website. Of course, this does look like this is a Europe website. I'm gonna...
Why you do this? Why?
Legends of Zombie. I love this. I love geek shirts. The whole look, like Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory with the two-layered shirts. I love doing that. And, anyways, I love these kind of shirts. I've got, I don't know how many. And then I realize I'm like 30, 31 now. I don't care. I'm going to wear it forever.
Scroll down. Zombie is the new what?
Zombie is the new red.
Now, Ginger, we have talked about the t-shirts before. You can wear t-shirts as a gamer fashion and dress them up. Like I said, I have mine with, I usually wear big earrings, a bunch of bracelets. I have all my Fatality dog tags, my Tabula Rasa dog tags, or some other dog tags like that on. You put on some boots and some jeans, and you can wear one of these. And it's geeky, and then it's still fashionable. But I'm saying if you're going out and you want to wear a geeky t-shirt, just dress it up a little bit. Throw a jacket on over it, you know, open jacket. And those jackets are in other fashion, too, the little tuxedo jackets. They're made for girls with big boobs and for small boobs.
Exactly.
All right, on that note, we only got like 40 seconds left.
Keep calm and kill Templars!
Yay!
All right, y'all. Tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey do the news. Tune in on Thursday to catch our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. You know how we roll. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite if you don't, because, you know, that's how we do things. Say goodnight, ladies.
About to dance too.
Yes.
I'm dancing, girl. Every girl needs a freakum dress. Y'all know that's right.
No, also my Ginger's character's dancing on the screen. Are you looking at this?
My Beyonce dance.
She's wearing a freakum dress. You gotta let her have that. Anyway,
oh my God,
y'all.